That I would open the administration portion of the meeting.
And there is a consent agenda, right?
There is a consent agenda.
I would move passage of it.
Second.
I'll defer to the chair.
Did we take on a break for you, Esther? I don't even know. Do we? Or is
right,
that
all in favor?
Aye. All right. We have just approved the.
To throw Esther off. I have serious ramifications.
Yes. Get ahead of myself. Okay. We've approved the items on consent. Discussion matters with commission. Christopher, NSP's Integrated Resource Plan Action.
I guess you, Commissioner Kalk, have asked me to put this on here. I think just to basically clue in all the other commissioners.
Yeah, if you could go through the same thing that you and I went through in your office, and then we'll see where the discussion goes, that'd be very helpful.
Well, I think what's going on right now is Mike and I are doing some research in NSP's IRP. We're coming up with information requests for them, and then we'll develop basically a letter of response to them. Before we send that out, certainly get your guys' input if you want to put your names on it.
When that was where one of the questions came right away is that I really like what Chris and folks are doing of reviewing the IRPs and giving their comments back so we don't – so, you know, when we have companies come in rate cases down the road, they say, well, we submitted this in our IRP and, you know, maybe we didn't hear anything back on it. So I think it's good that staff give comments back, but the question is what would be the role of the commissioners in IRPs knowing that we would be looking at the rate cases down the road?
Well, I mean, personally, the staff works under our direction.
Right.
And I think it's appropriate for public utilities staff to respond to IRPs to ensure that the will of the commission, which is in sync with their will, is understood. I think if what you're asking is do we want to make sure there's enough of a paper trail to ensure that we're on solid footing if, in fact, there's a dispute in a rate case of some sort or, you know, a prudence case or some economic case. I think it can be handled, frankly, by staff, realizing that they're in sync with us because, you know, I'd want to see it. But I think staff approval or staff direction to IRP is adequate, provided that, again, that they have the backup of our, whether it's a vote or a discussion at a meeting or a work session. To me, that would be adequate.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I just wanted to think it all the way through because if staff provides some feedback back in IRP, it's good to provide feedback. But if 2 years down the road we're seeing a rate case and the staff recommendation back was completely different than where we end up at, I mean, I guess that's just the way it goes. Times change. But if there's something that's glaring in these IRPs, I think it has to be addressed as early as we can. So I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I think so. It's just. The thing is, the rate cases themselves, or prudence, or PCNNs, or whatever the situation might be, we want to have as solid a record as we can, if there's a dispute. I mean, if we disagree with something.
Sure.
So, but whatever's happened prior to that, yeah, can certainly have ramifications on the strength of your position at a time of a rate case, for sure. But we want to be fair to the companies, too. I mean, we don't want them making investments that early with the expectation that they're going to get recovery of something that they're maybe not going to get recovery of. And that's the point of IRPs. That's the point of
giving their
involved early.
Feedback back to them as soon
that's
as possible.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, do you have any thoughts on this? Okay. Well, I think, I mean, Chris, I think that, you know, I'm very comfortable with what you put back. But the question is, I think, wouldn't it be fair for us to at least I think we should review it.
Absolutely. No, I think we give the direction. I guess. I'm just thinking about the signature on the piece of paper, if that's what we're talking about. Sure. I think it's adequate that it be handled by staff.
Okay.
With our direction.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, forward with MDU's working on their next IRP right now. Otter Tail, I'm sure they'll come up with another one. Just keep doing that sort of process where we review it, write up a letter, a memo, and then commissioners review it, and then we'll submit that.
I think that's
is that a process going forward, or eventually do you want to put something in statute or rule?
What about a North Dakota IRP?
Well, I mean, IRP is all-encompassing of their system.
That's the word integrated. However, the point, I think Brian's point is, I think this is, in essence, this exercise that we're talking about with some teeth in it, does in fact is intended to protect the North Dakota consumer from an overreaching integrated resource plan. And so it's not so much that they have a North Dakota only plan, perhaps, and it may be that if we want to get to that point. But I think I would favor doing exactly what we're doing with our input, so that we don't have situations where there's an assumption that everything in an IRP gets socialized. I think that's an assumption that we can put to rest. That's an assumption I'd want to put to rest going forward, for sure. But I don't know that we have to have a North Dakota specific IRP. But if there's misbehavior or there's not cooperation, then that's the next thing we'd have to do, perhaps.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure. And if we started doing this now, it's a step in the right direction. If 6 months, a year from now, we look at maybe it's a little more detailed, we could get to that.
Yep.
All right, Lonnie, you've been around here a little bit. What do you? Any fatal flaws in the IRP? I'm sure we've looked at it before. Just didn't have the personnel to get to them.
Yeah, the only question is whether you want to take formal action or not. But
well, maybe that's what I was trying to tap dance around is what, and I think that's where if you put staff signature on it, that sends signals.
Yes.
Without taking the quote formal action.
Exactly.
Right.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Chris? No. All right. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Fawn, Shores Damage Prevention. Didn't we just say we're going to do this hearing?
What you had is you determined that the staff's complaint was a prima facie case.
Right. And don't we have a hearing scheduled in this, October 29th?
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Shores. Do you want me to?
And, Alana sent an email. The question that we have now is whether we should go to a substantive ALJ, whether the commission would be interested in that.
Oh, I see.
In visiting with attorneys, I guess the attorneys think that there would be some benefit because this is the first time we've had to go this far with a damage prevention case.
And it's a recent default, we think, so far. It's a default situation. And so once staff filed the request for like a default order, I was thinking, well, we don't need to have the hearing on the 31st. We might need to have something on the default. But a substantive ALJ could just handle all of that in his or her time frame and produce a recommended decision at the end for the commission. And that way we would appoint the substantive and cancel the October 31st hearing pending, I have a proposed motion here, but pending further order of the substantive ALJ. So it's really a question whether you want to go through this yourself and perhaps have a hearing on default yourself as a commission, or...
So you're saying that you doubt this individual is going to show up?
From what we've seen, the advocacy staff people say he or she is not showing up. There's been no response since very early in the process before the complaint. I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to him. But.
Can their license be revoked?
They don't have a license from us for anything.
No, but I mean a state license, like to say, if they're registered to the Secretary of State, if you're in. I don't know what the word is. If you're not showing up for another agency's, it seems like there's got to be a process.
I don't have any idea what the standards are for their license, but I don't know that. I mean, I think a party in general, a person is entitled to default if they choose to default.
Yeah.
Okay.
No decision's a decision.
Right.
The consequences.
If we have an order against them and a fine, and perhaps a fine that isn't paid or something, we can contact the Assistant Attorney General that deals with other licenses they might have, and they can do with it whatever they think is appropriate. So, but the question here was just to simplify scheduling and all of that for everybody, given that we think it's...
Well, we've already scheduled it for the three of us. So wouldn't that time frame be extended if we reset to an ALJ? I mean, if we have the hearing scheduled, which it is, we show up that day, we open the hearing, and nobody shows, we close the hearing, and we don't extend the time frame.
That's certainly one of the options. And I don't know that I did talk with Pat Ward this morning, who is the ALJ, about this to see if he had any concerns I should bring to your attention. He didn't either way. It could go quicker. I mean, or it could go, it depends on their scheduling.
I have a question. In terms of how has the commission handled it if you have a hearing scheduled and the person doesn't show, it's a default. Or it could be. How does the commission handle that? Do you just say, okay, we're done? Or do you hold a hearing and have evidence put on and a decision and make a decision from the evidence that's presented and the person, of course, not showing then doesn't have evidence, but you still make a decision based on the evidence. In other words, do you have a default hearing?
I don't think that hasn't happened in my time.
It happened to me.
But I would think that, I mean, you would do just what you said. You'd open the hearing, that go around the table and take appearances and present your case, and I think you would just proceed without them. But I don't know. I've never dealt with that.
Well, I haven't done one because I haven't been in the legal role, you know, until 08. But I did look up four recent ones that were done before that, and they were all done slightly differently, but there was a short proceeding on the hearing date. Like Bill would put on a prima facie case at the hearing, like on the 31st. But in those cases, there was no motion for default order filed, which we do have. We have advocacy staff filing and saying, oh, this person has defaulted, so we want a default order. Sure. Earlier than the hearing. And so that's a little bit different than any of the four I looked at. I think, again, you can take that motion and answer it in the final order. I mean, people file motions all the time, and you don't get to them to answer them until you do the final decision after the hearing. You can have a hearing on that motion. But that's one of the reasons I thought, well,
this may be a perfect case for an ALJ.
Perfect case for an ALJ to figure out how to do it and tell us. Have a hearing on the default motion if that's what's appropriate. Okay. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm bringing it to your attention, but I did think this was simpler for staff because we didn't have to figure it out.
The only downside that I can think of is that we don't have an application fee to cover.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. But the ALJ is going to spend a little more time on a substantive. I mean, they're going to spend more time, but they're still going to have hearing time if they come to a hearing with the commission. They're going to have hours if they have their own.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
And if they have a hearing on the default motion, it could be half an hour.
Yeah, right.
Not 2 hours or whatever it takes. And there was some concern about witnesses knowing whether or not they had to come in ahead of time. So that was the reasoning, I think, part of the reasoning behind canceling the 31st. Okay. So those witnesses for staff could know they didn't have to come. And then
that's a great point, actually. I mean, that's just basic consideration.
I apologize. I didn't think
it's easy for us to sort of, you know.
Right, but everybody else has to prepare. And
we live here.
I think ALJ makes sense to me.
Well, you know, in terms, have we issued the default order,
no.
Alana?
No, there's been a proposed one drafted, and I have this motion with doing both
better,
things.
It?
Okay.
If this is acceptable. Let's
see. This is I love it.
I think there's one copy.
Created our own monster.
We
got two orders here.
Is there two different? Oh, here they are.
I'll just.
I had them mixed up. Sorry.
She tried to slip that pay raise.
What's
motion
it say? I move along.
She's always trying to go.
That was
18%.
She's always trying to slip that pay raise motion in under.
They were put. I thought they were put in stacks. The long one, the short one. But they were put 1-2, 1-2.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Does everybody have one with two paragraphs now?
No.
Yes.
Sorry.
That was the second one.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. Okay. So as I understand it, it's been handled different ways in the past when there's been a default.
Yes.
And you're looking basically for some maybe to have a substantive ALJ handle it and basically provide a procedure going forward?
At least a procedure for your consideration, yes. I think that's exactly what we're trying to do.
This procedure may set a precedent for a procedure to be used with the Pacific Telecom case.
They probably won't show either.
Well, you know, I guess maybe for the sake of, precedent, maybe it is a good idea to have a substantive ALJ handle it. And, I'm aware that agencies handle default orders differently, mm-hmm. Depending upon their particular needs, desires, procedures, et cetera. If it's been handled differently each time in the past, then it makes sense to me that you might want to get something that would be consistent for the going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that sounds good. Well, I move the commission request the Director of Office of Administrative Hearings appoint the designated administrative law judge to preside as a substantive hearing officer in case number GS12-31. Public Service Commission versus Shores Company, Inc., Damage Prevention Enforcement. I further move the commission cancel the hearing scheduled for Monday, October 31st, 2012, at 1:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time, pending further order of the Substantive Administrative Law Judge.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Just another follow-up. Is there any statute changes that we should envision down the road based on how this turns out, on what we can do with the monies that might come back in, or do we?
Someone's given me a penalty increase statute change already, but I think you might, if you have a default, you might have trouble getting the penalty.
Yeah,
and that's the issue.
Right.
And that's,
yeah.
Frankly, that was the issue in all the grain cases where I was looking up examples.
All right, another discussion. All right.
Yeah, another discussion.
Okay. We've moved the temporary licensing to consent. So, Sue, do you have anything else? No? Okay. All right. Well, Kevin and Bonnie, you guys have anything else for discussion?
No.
Okay. Let's move into scheduling. Work session for NSP rate case. Patrick, we had the first discussion.
Yep, at the last work session, there was a discussion, and the way it was left for Commissioner Fetch to work with staff on a draft and then and also encouraging, I guess, company and staff to
do something,
visit some more, and you asked that it be put on for scheduling.
Yeah, I think that's just to put something as a marker out there. Would we say, 30 days from now, 45 days from now, you think? Is that too far?
No, I don't think that's too far.
I don't think it's too far.
Okay.
Well, I guess how much progress has there been made on that? Because in the next work session, we'll be to discuss the proposed order, I suspect. Is that the plan?
There's been quite a bit of progress made at the first discussion, but I haven't written anything since then. I doubt that you have.
I've been working on the order.
Oh, well, good. I kind of have to focus on legislation for a...
How about October 31st at 1:30, since we just freed up that time?
There you go. That's good.
Sounds good to me.
You're working on the order, so that,
yes.
I mean, if you're comfortable.
I think we know where we're going. And
it doesn't have to be long.
Okay. And the time just freed up.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay.
October 31?
At 1:30.
I'll leave my costume off, though. A little long.
Please.
Dress as a politician.
Yeah.
I'm going to come as Ronald Reagan and wear brown.
All right, moving on. Thank you, Commissioner. Employee recognition luncheon. Mr. Nitschke.
Yes, we just need to schedule that, prefer a Tuesday or a Thursday, so we can get the people.
Why do you prefer those days? Oh, I'm sure.
Well, that's the people that are out of town that can come in. And
that's the best days for them.
Yeah, best days. So usually we've done it the second or third week in December.
When's our last commission meeting, the 19th or the... 21st.
The 21st.
So before then or after then? Well, no, I think before then.
Before
then.
What's the 18th?
The 18th would be good.
Of which month?
December. We're talking about December.
18th of December?
I don't know. I'm pretty open.
They both look good.
Yeah.
The 11th, there's a late night meeting. The 13th, there's nothing. 18th?
13th works too. 13, 18, 20 all work for me.
Maybe 13th. It's a Thursday.
That would work.
Is that okay with you?
I think that would be good. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
13th's good.
What time do you? How we do this thing? We
get usually it's in the morning. Then we have a lunch.
Who's got the trophy now for trivia?
I have two trophies in my office, Commissioner. I have the trivia and of course the golf.
Who's gonna?
Trivia
judge.
Trophy, huh?
It's quite quite an elaborate operation we have on employee recognition.
It's very sophisticated, and the trophy's beautiful.
But I just
tried not to win it, but.
Commissioner Clark fed him the questions, is what I think.
Yeah, I think Tony must have been gone that day. How did that happen?
All right, so the same as we've done before, everybody bring in something and we give out the awards.
I'll send out an agenda for review and
okay.
look at that.
And of course, the newest commissioner leads the Christmas carols, right?
That's usually
be my pleasure.
So, yeah. Oh, nuts. Wouldn't you know we'd get one that wants to? It may
not be. I'll have them all written up ahead of time with
PowerPoint.
Yeah, with appropriate assignments for participation.
Yeah. All right. Oh, no. Let's scratch that one.
Okay, next slide. All right. Bonnie asked that we add a meeting amongst the two of us, or three of us, Kevin, for later today, if that works for you, just to talk more about organization. So
should we do it right after the informal?
Yeah, that's a great idea. What time is the informal? 1:30 to 2:30, if you will?
Should be a nice, easy one. Well, there are a number of communities involved, but...
I would expect it to go quickly.
Okay.
2:30 work for everyone?
All right. Sounds good.
So, sure. Esther, let's say 2:30. Just call it office organization, just the three commissioners.
Okay.
Anything else for the good of the team?
I have a quick request.
Alana?
The Emirates board letter.
Oh, yes.
Would you like a short work session?
No, I don't think so. I just have to...
Give me an answer. They can defer to you to give me an answer.
Well, there's a question. Alana's been on an Emirates board, and we're trying to figure out who the best person going forward to be on that board is. If you want our attorney on it, it doesn't take much time.
It takes way more time than it used to because, which I didn't realize when I took...
Wasn't there some conflict, though, of your position as an attorney?
There's some conflict with, I think, fiduciary responsibilities. I think that would apply to every attorney on there. But now the board is running the organization. When, like, Annette was on it, they hired somebody to run the organization. There was nothing for the board to do because they hired this Apex or whoever. Mm-hmm. Now, and the board spends excruciatingly long hours on minutia.
When you were appointed to the board, did that take a motion or was it just a default?
I think it was a default, but I'd have to look back. But the term is up now in October. And so they want someone who can participate more fully, but I didn't have the hours. It's a lot of hours.
What board is it?
It's MRETS. It's the people that track renewables. And if you recall... I think we may have thought about dropping off that board when Annette left. She was on it. And we had that call from South Dakota, and they said, oh, we want somebody on that isn't Minnesota, Wisconsin. Yeah. So there's this underlying agenda thing on with MRETS, which is part of the conflict. So
can you tell me what the acronym means?
Midwest
Renewable Energy
Tracking System or something.
Tracking system. And we are required to have our companies track, and we are allowed to participate in a system. And we were involved in the creation of MRETS and the board documents and everything, much like we were involved in the creation of the organization of MISO states. The difference is, now this board, it's not advising anybody who runs MRETS. It's running MRETS. There's a lot. I mean, that's why a 15-minute work session might help on this. But there's a lot of debating going on that is related to policy on renewables.
I suspect every state has some different standard for what's a renewable or how a credit is counted. And I can only imagine how...
Yes.
Complicated it is.
Well, there's that, but then there's should this organization be promoting certain aspects?
So that when you and I talked before, and we met with that, I can't remember her name, but you and I, Amy,
yeah.
Because that was what flagged me, is that they went from being like an advisory group to now they're actually running it.
Advocacy group.
And that's where I was reluctant. I asked Alana, I said, why would we even want to be involved in that at all?
Right. Yeah.
So
if it weren't for the fact that all the other states are involved and did you need to be in there because everybody else is, I would say this. Stay 1,000 miles away from this.
Is this something that one of our investor-owned should be on for North Dakota, like Joanne is for our transmission authority and something like that?
Well, there are stakeholder, like people are members of MRETS. Yeah. I believe they're called members, like MDU. And those are stakeholders. And I'm looking at Chris because I think he knows about this too. And so they elect a couple of board members or something. So not every industry, but they're like represented on the board already, along with a few other outside organizations. I can send that list to you.
Well, your point about you want to be at the table lest you become dinner, you know, is probably the only real valid one in some respects.
That is.
The other thing is that you have, I hate to put it this way, but this is the truth. We have so many advantages over every other state that's in Emirates on behalf of our own ratepayers, because they're the ones in need of some of the credits, perhaps depending on what happens with the market. But their other states are the ones in need of the credits that we generate, because we don't need them in North Dakota. We don't have a portfolio standard or anything like that. So, you know, to the degree that others will buy our utilities credits,
just
benefits our ratepayers all the more. And so you might want to have somebody at the table just to sort of monitor all of that. I am concerned, however, and maybe this gets to your point about we should have a work session so we can all know a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
But the time demand is concerning to me.
The time demand was way, it hit me like a sledgehammer. And I told this to the chairman of the board. I said, Annette would be on there for maybe an hour once a month.
Let's pick a work session and we'll invite whoever wants to come, because the discussion we had that day with Amy is I got the sense that they were really trying to get us to become the leader of their crowd. And it just, that's what I got out of her, because she seemed very, so I think the work session is fair.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
And I'll give you
More back, because the more we can learn about MRETS is always a good thing.
I did print some of the minutes. I didn't bring them in. So you could see what goes on.
Yeah, this is new to me, so I'd like more information before.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, you might want to even a primer on it if we could.
Yep.
Okay, so there we have it. Let's see. When are we ready for a work session, Ms. Solana?
Did you read that story last week?
It could be, in a day or two. I just need to gather the papers.
Which one?
You might need more time, but I don't need too much time. Sorry.
I learn quickly.
Oh, yeah, you're fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's obvious.
I should advise you, I think I did before, I will be gone from the 13th through the 17th. So I'm leaving Saturday for San Antonio, and I won't be back till next Thursday. But I have time tomorrow or Friday, if that's what the rest of you wish.
How about this? We just freed up a whole day, October 18th, for the AT&T WiMAX hearing. Why don't we do it the 18th at 10 o'clock?
Okay. That's fine with me.
Good.
It's
19th. No, it's the 19th.
Be careful up in Harvey.
Harvey?
Yeah, I will.
From Botany, we used to lose in football there all the time.
Really?
The Hornets.
That's right.
So we won't engage in football?
I would recommend against it. Or basketball. Okay, so 10 o'clock, Alana?
That's good. Yeah.
I think the public utilities might want to come.
Well,
and,
yeah. I'll get...
Jerry, I think the... if you could just help provide two of maybe... what you think the role going forward is, and then, who else could serve from North Dakota? Does it have to be a member of the PSC?
That's a good point, and the chairman of that board had mentioned that to me, too, that maybe there would be another entity. And my first thought was, he's not doing this anymore, but somebody like a Kim Christensen, whoever's in that role now, might be right person, the renewable energy people.
Okay.
But we can talk about it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Lon. I forgot about that. All right. Anything else for the good of the team? Oh, we have Mike Diller and Chris.
You said you have all day on October 18. We would like to listen in on Minnesota's discussion about carbon counting. They're going to be discussing the $9 to $34 price per carbon assumed in their IRP. We'd actually like to dial in and listen on that, and that occurs in the morning. So if the afternoon is any still works.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine with me.
So 1:30?
Yeah, and yes, listen carefully.
Good catch, you guys. All right, Esther, so 1:30 by 10.
Does that still work? Been told
what day was that?
The
18th.
We've been told that there's quite a bit of pushback on assuming a carbon cost at all, and that a lot of the parties want to push that back to 2020, I think it is, and so we're very interested in what they're doing.
All right, perfect. No, good catch, Mike. Thanks.
Okay, so the 18th at 1:30 then.
Right.
Okay.
That,
no, that's for the Amrets.
All right, we're going to move on. All right, we'll close the administration portion of the meeting and sign orders.